You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist. We're going to start off this week. We have a special musical guest. This is Devoirs.
Striking down Avenue A, our blood allowed. Lights prowl and evening down. No homes to speak of, and in the streets our numbers careen and list against each other. Mixing lives we live with lives we've read. Tell your friends the lights you spread. Sidewalks sprawling like a lash. Swell at night and in sunken tracks. Wind jangling on my wrist. Sunrise, cinder skin lit within. Your ashes fallen spread through traffic like a fog. And all your fiction turns to light, burning pages in darkest night. Some city will miss this flash, even if we don't know which one it is yet. Breaking sentences of his, of hers, of his. Senses lit with every artifice of this, of theirs, of this. Everything else blown in the sun. Arrest, attest, attest. Too much to survive, but enough to live.
Devoirs, who is otherwise known as Christopher Hong, who he is a contributor.
Right.
He's the former music intern.
Right. Conflict of interest.
Conflict right. of interest. I know.
Oh, but you're fucking talented, right?
I mean, yeah, totally.
So it totally...
I mean, hey, it just means we can ask you to do things and you'll do them for free. That's all. That's all it means. Do you want to talk a little bit about this project?
Well, usually it's just me and a baritone guitar. Today I'm borrowing a fancy gypsy jazz guitar from my good friend Bill. And so it has a little
bit
different sound.
It's a beautiful
guitar. It's really nice. I mean, this guitar is definitely something that, you know, I'm aspiring to save up for, something along these lines. I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of 60s gypsy jazz these days. Manouche jazz, if you don't want to use the gypsy, you know, thing.
So...
Sorry.
We both have great questions.
We do.
How about first you say, how long have you been playing as Devoirs? And then you say, when's your show coming up?
Well, I've been playing as Devoirs for probably past 9 or 10 months. I've been playing these same songs under a different name, but I just decided that old name just didn't work that well and that, you know, I just... decided to change the name because once I started, like, I had a long hiatus from playing shows, and so the new name kind of, like, kick-started my renewed interest in playing actively.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, my next show is on Wednesday the 10th, October 10th, with Whitney Ballin and Deer City, who are both phenomenal young performers who, I work at a teen center, and it's always amazing to me that, how good, you know, young people are at, like, there's so, I mean, some of the best shows I've ever seen have been with, you know, teenage musicians, teenage bands, and Whitney and Jeff, who's Dear City, are both really, really talented young people.
Where's that show at?
It's at Vera. It's free. Okay. It's a Veracity show. I'm not sure whether I will actually be playing acoustic, as is the nom de rigueur for Veracity, but who knows?
Yeah, those shows are always really fun. There's a $3 vegan dinner, too.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't love that? A free show and then vegan dinner. Oh, delicious.
And Chris, you've been involved in the all-ages scene for quite some time. Like you just mentioned, you worked at a teen center. You've been a volunteer for Vera and a longtime supporter of them. You interned with The Stranger, and you were phenomenal. what are some of the ways you've seen the scene change and grow, and why do you choose to continue to support it and be a part of it?
Well, I'm still a part of it because it's really inspiring. There's a lot of energy and, you know, there's never a shortage of talented young people and who have a lot of great things to say. And I mean, I know that sounds super cheesy. I feel like I'm, you know, like a city council person. Young people are so great, but it's really true. It's really true. Like, and I think like one of the major things that I've seen change has just been like sort of the growth of how like house show, basement show, DIY community has just kind of like exploded. But at the same time, it hasn't always been necessarily, I don't know, like, I don't want to say it's bad growth, but it's, like, interesting, like, you know, I started volunteering at Vera almost, like, 4 years ago, and there was a lot of people who involved in the DIY thing who were regular contributors who were, like, you know, all about, like, volunteering for Vera, volunteering for similar organizations, the old firehouse, but I feel like as that generation of kids have grown up and, like, sort of the all-ages music thing has become more legitimate, they see venues like Vera and they see the teen centers as more, like, kind of stodgy, like, oh, we don't want to go to that place. That place is all, like, they get money from the city. That's not punk. Right. That's not cool. Yeah. Like, you know, it's not cool to be, like, sustainable and to, like, have sensible policies that you can repeat over and over again,
and
you know?
How to write for budget grants.
And not be shut down.
Yeah. Like, right. And I mean, it's just really strange to me that there's that disconnect between, like, what's, you know, rational and what's...
cool.
What's, yeah, like, you right. know, like... I mean, I find it really frustrating when people, like, think that the things that Vera's doing, that the teen centers, like the Firehouse, Ground Zero, and K-Tub are doing, are not, like, radical, because I don't think there's anything more radical than giving young people the power of self-determination and giving them, like, you know, the ability to go out and do those things.
Right. It's definitely true. I mean, it also is it's important to remember, too, that when you're 16 and you walk into one of these places and the only thing you've been seeing is, like, your school establishment and your parents telling you what to do, it's totally radical. And we just all have to remember that that's what it was like for us when we were that age. And now it's like that for the thousands of kids every year that engage in these programs. And, you know, it might not seem cool to us because we've, like, got these escalated worldwide senses of cool. You know, we know what the cobra snake is. Right. We're like, you know, we are awesome. But, you know, it's still radical to the people it's intended to serve, which is really obvious. I don't know. But let's get back to the music, huh?
Yeah, we should play some songs, as we usually do on set list.
I know. That's
So the first one here is going to be by a little band called The Blakes.
Yeah. I love The Blakes. Not true.
Not true. Like, I wrote, they're playing a lot this weekend. They're playing a show at the Vera Project with the Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. all ages. I do love the Saturday nights. And they're playing Crocodile Friday night also. It's going to be a later show. That's so they can do both.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Cops. And they're releasing their new full length on Light in the Attic Records.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a big week for them, a big weekend. And tons of people in the city love them.
Yeah.
Obviously. I personally am not a huge fan. And I wrote a CD review in this week's paper that explains all of my reasons for that. They're really great at what they do, though. So if you're into the rock revival, like where they take a lot of nods,
backhanded compliments,
yeah,
right? The Kinks, the Stones, like they have the whole like vintage rock thing. They're trying that out.
Yeah.
But you can hear for yourself. This is the Blakes.
Won't be afraid no more, 'cause I won't let it go. tale where you remove your leather.
That was a setlist favorite. Fleet Foxes, the song is White Winter Hymns.
Dude, everybody loves them.
Everybody does. They're playing at Chop Suey with Seawolf.
Yeah.
See, nobody dislikes this band.
No, one of the why would you?
One of the best experiences I've had as a sound engineer was doing sound for that band.
Fantastic.
Nice.
So great.
You would have to kind of know what you're doing to do sound with them, too.
More
you wouldn't
want
to make it muddy. You got me with the mellow thing.
Yeah, sorry.
You wouldn't want to make it muddy. You want it to sound really,
It was actually crisp really easy. Like, as much as stuff, the layers they have. I don't know. Like, they're just really good. They're that good.
That shows what we know about being sound engineers.
Right. Damn.
Oh, now no one will trust us to be their sound engineers.
Oh, no. They're playing Chop Suey on Friday with Boat and Seawolf. We gave some tickets away to that show
a couple shows ago.
And so I wanted to play them.
It was very successful.
Nod.
That's when Chris K was on. For frequent listeners, they might remember that show.
Exactly.
It was a good one.
So Fleet Foxes, hooray.
Should we talk about our contest right now? The contest that we had last week?
Oh, we should.
Yeah. We had a great contest last week. You could win an amazing 3-pack of CDs. And what you had to do was send us a YouTube video, a music-related YouTube video. And I'll quickly describe. We're going to put the YouTube video up on Line Out so everyone can go see it. But the winner... It was sort of an edited together mishmash of Glenn Danzig singing Hall & Oates Maneater.
So good.
It's pretty amazing.
So,
go check it out on Line Out. It's lineout.thestranger.com. It's pretty great.
There's a great show this weekend happening at Bop Street. It's an all-ages show. It starts at 3. It's on Saturday. There's like 6 or 7 bands on it. Sleepy Eyes of Death are playing. We're going to hear from them in just a minute.
But a lot of other...
Throw Me the Statue, The Kindness Kind, Taco Cat, who has a tour diary on Line Out right now. So if you go to lineout.thestranger.com, you can see some funny pictures and stories from the road.
So much interconnected.
I know. It's a big web. And it's $10. I think I already said that.
Yeah.
And it starts at 3 p.m., so you have to get there early.
You forgot to mention Tabo Tagora.
Oh, right.
Awesome local young band. And like Chris Ando, who used to be in Michaela's Fiend, which recently broke up, which is one of my favorite
such a bummer.
Teen bands. Like I remember playing a show with them at the Punkin' House, like 3 or 4 years ago, back when they were still like a 5-6 piece and more Blood Brothers-y than weird drone stuff. And like my band, like, you know, we're all like 20-year-old, like, 20-something college students, you know, we thought what we were doing was pretty cool, but we were just, like, so bummed out after Michaela's Fiend play, because they had so much better gear, they were better practiced, they had cooler haircuts, and, like, everything about them was, and they're the nicest
they're
kids
like
in the fucking world.
Yeah. And at that point, they were probably, like, 15.
Yeah.
Damn, we can never be as good as people that are better than us.
But yeah, so it's a stellar show. So let's hear, we have a couple tracks from a couple bands on that. Sleepy Eyes of Death, Sleepy Eyes of Death, this song is called Eyes Spliced Open. There was The Kindest Kind, The Rain Came Late is the name of the tune. They're also playing at that Bop Street lineup that we just talked about, like, yeah. what, 4 minutes ago?
Yeah.
and so, yes, All Ages starts at 3 on Saturday, $10.
It's going to be a pretty
sweet
show. It's
going to be a fun show.
Ride your bike up.
Why can't they, like, walk or bus or take a cab or drive?
Because it's a Saturday and it's in the afternoon. You could ride your bike up.
Yeah, but what if it's raining?
It's pretty cold.
All right, fine. Drive a car. Drive a pollute the earth for all I care.
Get one of those Hummer limos and have all your friends pile in.
I prefer Segways, personally. Yeah, they've really revolutionized the world.
They have those it's at an the invention North Bay Mall.
The security guards.
They roll around on a Segway.
It's really weird.
Catch those damn skateboarding punk kids.
Right. That don't hang out at Northgate Mall.
So, anyway. Hey, Chris, you want to play another song?
Sure.
Okay, what's the name of this one?
The song's called EMT.
Okay, cool.
Stresses press against our size. Tempo pitches us again. Stress is pretty shot within another round of drinks. We forget and celebrate a friend. Fallen leaves, they trace our steps. Branches blue inside our wrists. Walking bleach back from the wake. No more tempest in the skin. Names are buried for the spring. Dead white languages. Words fail, but still we steal each other's sentences. For this sentences. In the skin. And then the roots
we'll eat them blue to laugh again and speak anew.
Thanks, Chris, again for coming and playing. That song's called EMT. We're really excited to have you in the studio today. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You're our first musical guest.
You're our first musical guest
We're going to have more.
And probably more conflicts of interest.
Yeah, right, probably. Right, I mean, probably. Hey, like I said, whoever we can get to come in here for free in the middle of the day, it's all good.
We have some standards.
Yeah, I mean, no one that sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to be clear on that.
I mean, that's easy enough, though.
We have one more song. Thanks again, Chris, for coming in. Do you have anything you want to say?
Just the Whitney Ballon and Dear City are really great.
Right. And when's that show again? Plug it one more time.
That's Wednesday, October 10th at Vera.
Nice.
New location on Warren Avenue North and Republican at the Seattle Center.
And it's totally free.
Totally free.
But you can bring some money for some vegan food.
Yep. Doors are at 7. We're going to start the show pretty much on time.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be really fun. If you got anything to say to us, you can totally send us an email at setlist@thestranger.com. And also, if you have anything to say about Chris, we'll pass it on.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
Yeah, totally. And we're going to leave you with the band of the week this week, which Megan picked.
Nazca Lines!
Yay!
She loves it. They're great.
They were a young one earlier this year.
They were. And they released a record about a month ago, maybe, I want to say. Maybe a month and a half. And it's fantastic. It continues to be something I listen to, which doesn't always happen. Sometimes you like it for a week, and then you stop listening to it.
We listen to a lot of records. If something stays, that means
true.
It's good.
It's true. And they're really, really great live, too. So you can check them out. You can go to lineout.thestranger.com. I'm going to post more about them there. And then you can also go to The Stranger's Bands page, www.thestranger.com/bands. Has more of their songs, biography, photos, and you can hear more about Dwarves and everything that you heard here today. So
thanks for listening.